The East African Legislative Assembly started a Tuesday to scrutinize policies of the 8 member countries on genetically modified organisms or GMOs. They want to harmonize national laws to be followed by the bloc. Gideon Gatpan is the East African Legislative Assembly lawmaker from South Sudan.
We are trying to find out if there are policies in place, and if they are in place, are they being implemented unanimously by EAC, or they are implemented exceptionally by each partner state?
Jacqueline Amongin is a regional lawmaker from Uganda.
Been scrutinizing the available laws in member states, and also in terms of harmonizing the laws, especially in regards to genetically modified organisms.
In 2022, Kenya became the only member state in the East African community to allow the cultivation and importation of genetically modified maize. President William Ruto's administration says that allowing GMOs was a means to unlock a supply chains and alleviate hunger for millions of people in the country. Caleb Amisi is a Kenyan member of parliament. He says farmers are still skeptical despite government allowing GMOs.
GMO has been accepted in Kenya in principle, but in practice is yet to be accepted by the majority of Kenyans. GMO crops often require higher amounts of pesticides and herbicides, posing a significant threat to the environment and biodiversity.
Abbas Mutumba is a large-scale farmer in Uganda. He says that he is willing to abide with what the government recommends.
We would like to continue producing healthy food because we produce for markets locally and internationally, and as well the food we consume. We want to continue listening to our leaders and our researchers.
The assessment of national laws in East African member states will end on Friday and will help the East African community countries to determine guidelines for using GMO crops or banning them. Moses Savyarimana for Daybreak Africa.